This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Are you staying warm, Michael?
Yes, sir. At least I'm not based in Texas, so I am staying warm.
I know we got to, we for a bit dipped to minus 20 in Fayetteville. Do you know what the lowest you got in Fort Smith was? It was below zero.
Yeah, it was below zero. I do not know. I think I saw a minus 16, oh. But don't hold Garrett Lewis will be all over me if that's wrong, so don't hold me to that.
Well, let's start off. One of the landmark restaurants in Fort Smith is Taliano's. I think everyone in Fort Smith certainly knows about it. Many of us on the other side of the tunnel know about it. And Tom Candelera, who was synonymous with Taliano's, has passed away.
It was a surprise, but as you said, very iconic, and I think he was as iconic. Mr. Calderera, he and Jim Cadelli opened the restaurant in 1970, and it's still in the old renovated Sparks Mansion that was built in 1887. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. It is a great place, great experience. If you've not been there, you've got to go there. I know we often see on these food shows these great restaurants in different states, different cities, different countries. But we have one right here in this area of Arkansas that is just as, in terms of good experience, good service and good food. Tom passed away recently. He was 90 years old, but this is a guy who everybody in town knew. You know, often we will hear people when somebody passes say, everybody liked him or he never had an enemy or whatever. And sometimes often that can be hyperbole, but with Mr. Calderera, I am almost certain. I can't imagine anyone not liking him. He took everybody in. He was super generous. He's focused in the Fort Smith area. He did so much for a lot of different homeless programs, not just giving them his money, but giving them his time. They would, for many decades, they would do soup twice a week. They'd prepare it and serve it at some of these homeless food banks, food shelters. And he was always doing things like that. He was recognized in 2009. He was given a humanitarian award by the National Restaurant Association for his work. So he's definitely going to be missed. Fortunately, he had a pretty strong family behind him. Joe Calderay, his son, has been running the restaurant operation for a while now, but Tom's a great guy. I got to know him personally. One of his grandkids was on a volleyball team with my daughter, one of those traveling league teams. And we would be in Kansas City or Oklahoma City, and there'd be Mr. Calderera and Dorothy's wife. And just, wow. I remember I was sitting, believe it or not, I would get a little animated sometimes at the refs during those games. Yeah, and I think I was sitting next to him one time, and I said a few things, and I sat down back next to Mr. Calderera, and I felt bad about it. I thought, God, here's the most kind. I mean, I feel like I'm sitting next to the Pope here, and I just said these things, and he looked over at me, and he said, "What you said." So, he had a good way of, you know, making you feel good too. But it's a big loss for the community, but he definitely left a legacy, and he'll be missed.
Well, Leadership Crawford County has not been around as long as Taliano's, but it has established itself as something of a landmark in Crawford County. And there's something new as of now for Leadership Crawford County. What is that?
Well, they have hired. They've been working for the past 20 years with volunteer leadership, and I would say, frankly, they've done very well. But they've hired Pat Powell, and she is. It's an excellent hire. I would have never thought of these two going together, but she, for almost four decades, has been the vice president of human resources for Golden Living. Before then, it was Beverly Enterprises. So she has extensive executive experience, extensive leadership experience. I mean, you might have hired somebody with a master's degree, but this is someone who's been there, done it for decades, work with thousands of people, thousands of different personalities. So she is hired and has been brought on board to to really take the program to the next level. And it's going to be interesting to see what she does with the program. I don't know her that well, but what I do know of her, I'm going to be very surprised if she doesn't set an entirely new direction again. The program has done well. It's been active for 20 years. And I think, you know, Kyle, sometimes volunteer-driven organizations don't last 20 years. Right. They're hard to keep those things going. And you just have different personalities, different challenges, often financial. The folks in Van Buren have done it. And in Crawford County, it's not just Van Buren, but Crawford County should be committed for keeping it going. But it's going to be interesting to see what Pat does. She's already talked about, you know, doing some new things in terms of new experiences for the classes. I think folks I know the Fort Smith Regional Chamber operates the Leadership Fort Smith program. If I was them, I would, I'd stay tuned. There may be a few things maybe a few ideas you're going to be able to steal from Pat Powell in the near future.
Finally, I know you and I before have talked about how being a mayor of a city is rarely a job that comes without stress. Reading this interview that you have with Joe Hurst, the mayor of Van Buren, that you can find right now at talkbusiness.net, nothing about being a mayor over the last 18 months sounds like something I'd want to do.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. And of course, he did. Think about he was elected. One of the first things out of the box is we had the historic river flooding. I think everyone remembers. So we had to deal with that. And you know, the flooding just lasts for a few days, but the impacts last for a long time. So as they were coming out of that in 2019, kind of getting back on their feet, then this pandemic hit. And that's obviously not just Van Buren, but global. But I almost likened it to somebody handing the keys to a new car. And as you get in, you realize that both right side tires are busted up and have to be replaced. So you do get that replaced. You get back in the car ready to go, and you notice the left side tires are all busted and have to be replaced. He just hasn't been able to get the car going through no fault of his own. But Tina Dale had a good interview with him, and he's ready to get going. They had several good projects lined up, and if we can get this pandemic behind us, I think he's going to, and he had a lot of community support behind these projects. And so if the pandemic will end, or if we can get it significantly contained, they'll move forward. A large part of that is getting back on the downtown, the streetscape improvement, a lot of other programs to improve downtown. They had a broad economic development plan for the city. They were in the middle of trying to get a rebranding effort. They were working with University of Central Arkansas on a rebranding effort and a business retention program. I mean, and that doesn't even address, he had what I would think are pretty aggressive goals for his Parks and Recreation Department. So he had some really not, I mean, these aren't just changing the blinds, so to speak. You know, these weren't just window dressing projects. These were significant efforts to try to improve the economy, change the look of the city, improve the parks and recreation, improve, you know, quality of life amenities. But 2 years, you know, right. Almost 2 years into his, he's just putting out fires. So for many reasons, let's hope here in the near future he's able to get back on task.
Well, I like the headline, too, that's at talkbusiness.net. Cautiously optimistic. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, for quote, normal progress.
Right, so, right.
I don't know what, I'm not sure what normal progress is going to be, but let's hope we can find something that sure looks like it.
And you can find that interview and other items that we've talked about at talkbusiness.net. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. He talks to us almost every Friday. Michael, stay warm. We'll talk to you next week when February's almost done.
I know, and it's almost done, and we're going to be playing some baseball soon.
Yeah, yeah. Razorbacks open up Saturday night. Not here.
Yep, I'm
not here.
I'm one of those Johnny come lately to the baseball program, but I'm getting every year I get more and more excited about it.
It's going to be a good one this year, and hopefully we get the entire season in.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Michael.